First up, former Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce has announced his resignation from the National Party after 20 years representing the electorate of New England, a move coming in the final sitting day and week of Parliament. Amid a number of questions, Joyce has cited the changing political landscape across the world and his uncertainty around the coalition's success next election. So, what next? I spoke with Community Radio Network's political reporter Noah Seckham.
Barnaby Joyce has resigned from the Nationals. What's the reaction from Parliament House there?
Well, it's certainly been a bit of a divided approach, unsurprisingly, to that news. We've heard from the Nationals in the week leading up to this that they were talking to Barnaby Joyce, particularly his allies and friends within the party, so the likes of Matt Canavan and former leader Michael McCormack, urging him to stay in the party, saying that there was a lot more value to him being a part of something like the Nationals that he's been a part of for so long, broadly pointing to perhaps joining One Nation. So within the coalition, there's that sort of feeling. At the same time, Labour, of course, is jumping on this because for them it's really just another opportunity to shift focus onto the internal fighting of the coalition. We've had so much time spent on the net zero debate until that announcement was made, and even after the announcement was made, pointing out how business groups and environmental groups aren't happy with the coalition's stance. So Labour has actually had a pretty easy run since the election. And so this kind of adds to that pile of distractions from the government.
You know, you did mention about a little bit about regarding Pauline Hanson. There's a lot circulating on social media, videos of him eating an Australian-shaped steak with her. Is there any more that you can offer on this at all?
Well, it certainly sounds like something that Barnaby Joyce is heavily considering. As soon as he announced that he was stepping back from the Nationals party room at the start of October, more than just removing himself from leadership and policy positions. And at the time, there were rumours that he had called Pauline Hanson straight after a fundraising event over that weekend that the news was breaking. And then he kind of brushed those aside. But having seen this week on Monday night, that shared meal in Pauline Hanson's parliamentary office, and how well photographed and videoed and circulated that has been, it's hard to say that that was nothing, because no one sits down for dinner and takes a photo as two politicians if it doesn't mean anything. It probably actually goes down to political strategy, whether or not it looks better to be with Pauline Hanson for the next 2 years, or if it's better to do it as a 6 months leading up to the next election to be an independent free agent while he can. So we're still yet to see what he's actually going to decide on that front.
And what impact do you think his resignation will have on the dynamics of the Nationals caucus?
Well, it's certainly going to be an interesting one, considering that Barnaby Joyce was one of the most vocal opponents to net zero. And he said, I can't be a part of a coalition or a party that thinks that net zero should go ahead. So the fact that that did play a part in the net zero debate, we don't know to what extent, but it certainly did. And to see that he's still leaving the party after that happened, and a lot of criticism being levelled at Susan Lee is for bowing to the Nationals. So whether or not that shakes up any of the policy decisions in the coalition for the future, we're not sure. But also it throws questions up about David Littleproud's leadership of the Nationals. Barnaby Joyce is the third representative of the Nationals to resign from the party in some form or another. So to see this happening, although the Nationals aren't losing seats at elections, they're losing seats between elections, which whether or not that's entirely David Littleproud's fault is up for debate, but Barnaby Joyce certainly says that the leadership relationship hasn't been successful for a long time.
Barnaby Joyce was representative for 20 years in the Nationals. Do you think the impact of his departure will flow outwards at all regarding the dynamics of other parties, or play into the minds of, you know, his voter base in regions and the like?
I think it's hard to say how much influence Barnaby Joyce's political manoeuvring actually has within Parliament itself. We've seen a lot of resignations crossing the floor and shuffling among parties, especially in the Senate in just the last few years. You know, Labour's Senator Fatima Payman moving to the crossbench over the handling of the Gaza war in July last year, and the Greens, Dorinda Cox, moving to Labour in the Senate at the start of this year, was also quite a spanner in the works and quite a surprise and not typically what you see. So I think this attitude of party loyalty is certainly not quite as strong as it used to be. And it's certainly the prospect of the crossbench, the independents, being able to do a lot more. I think he is making the crossbench appear a lot more appealing for a lot more party politicians. And even these politicians like Barnaby Joyce, who have been in the party structure for decades.
Community Radio Network's political reporter Noah Seckham speaking with me.